You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, let me jump over to my opening here. And I got to tell you, this one is going to come across a little strong to some. But generally speaking, I would hazard that there are two main reasons for someone to lie. To tell an untruth, to lie about anything. Here's the two reasons, I think. Number one, that person is fearful of what will happen if the truth becomes known. Or number two, they just don't think the listeners of the lie can handle the truth. Well, both are awful, and both breed distrust and uncertainty. And truth is also a character indicator. I mean, what is that person's reputation for truthfulness and veracity? When they become known for lies, it is generally considered a stain on their character, right? A person's propensity for truthfulness, well, that matters. If someone is scared of what the truth will mean and they don't otherwise have the strength of character to face that fear, they lie. Would you want someone to be in charge of your life, your job, your church, your politics, if they don't have the spine to see bad news and deal with it head on? There's an old saying that I was taught as a young Army officer that bad news does not get better with time. Real leaders confront the consequences and deal with them. Cowards put their head in the sand and hope it all goes away. And a lie is the quick and easy way of putting one's head in the sand. But the other excuse I said, the grounds for a lie being built on the notion that the others who would be impacted by the truth just can't handle it. Well, there's an arrogance in that. It's like the arrogant character played by Jack Nicholson in the movie A Few Good Men, who shouted out with disgust in open court, "You can't handle the truth." It shows a disdain, a dislike, a distrust of others, which somehow makes it rationalized to be okay to utter a lie. And it's not okay. So again, number one, a lie because, one, they fear the impact of the truth, or two, they don't trust or believe in others to be able to handle the truth, so they lie. And like I said, neither excuse is excusable. And by the way, don't be fooled by the old adage that there's a possibility of a little white lie. Years ago, when I was a rookie lawyer, I was working for an older lawyer who had been trying cases for years. And I'll never forget one day we were in court, I was assisting him with a trial, and we had just caught the opposition in a lie earlier on the stand. And my boss got up to make his closing arguments to the jury, and he led off by saying that when he was young, his grandfather was one of his major influences. And his grandfather used to tell him, "You lie about a little, you lie about a lot." And I've used that line several times since then. So does it change in politics? Is it excusable to spin things? I had a friend once that I was talking with about the public statements of someone in state politics. The person I was talking to said something to the effect of, "Well, I guess that's politics," to which I replied, "No, it's still a lie." There is no acceptable setting, including politics, for intentional mistruths. Now that I've laid that foundation, has anyone noticed the constant stream of mistruths coming from the Biden administration? Are they scared of the consequences? Do they arrogantly believe that we just can't handle the truth? What got me started on this today was the pair of stories that broke just this week about lobster. You heard me, lobster. Maine lobster, to be exact. The other day in a segment right here on Right Side Radio, I featured a story about Whole Foods taking Maine lobster off its shelves. No more Maine lobster at Whole Foods because activists had convinced Whole Foods the right whales were endangered by lobster fishermen. So Joe Biden had committed to the lobster fishermen during his 2020 campaign. He would defend them to the nth degree. But he has yet to meet with a delegation from Maine on this issue. Instead, his entire focus has turned to empowering green activism, and as a result, that industry just took a major hit. But yet, in an incredible move of ambiguity and indifference, Biden is hosting his first state dinner for French President Macron, and top of the menu, 200 Maine lobsters. So what is it? What's the truth? He will eat and serve Maine lobster, but he won't openly defend fishing for Maine lobster. It only gets worse from there. Yesterday, in a statement that has yet to be explained or walked back, Presidential Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that Joe Biden has been to the southern border. What? There are actually zero records anywhere that say he has been to the southern border. The truth is he hasn't. So why say it? Are they scared of the truth that he hasn't been there, or they arrogantly believe we can't handle the truth? Also yesterday, John Kirby, the former press secretary, Pentagon press secretary, now serving as the coordinator for communications at the National Security Council, made the amazing statement that Russia and China were likely in awe of the United States after watching how quickly the exit from Afghanistan took place. What? How is the Biden administration able to put out statements like that when the world knows that Biden's own Department of Defense just issued a statement this very week that said that the exit from Afghanistan was so bad, that China had been using it as a propaganda tool to convince world leaders that we could not be counted on any longer to be a good ally. And yet he's saying, somehow, that they're admiring it. But perhaps the icing on the cake came this week when President Biden himself called on Congress to intervene in the brewing railroad strike. The railroad unions are holding out. More is needed to bring that potentially economically devastating situation to an amicable close. But wait, think back just a few weeks. Is this not the same railroad union negotiation that President Biden had a Rose Garden press conference for just a few weeks ago to announce that his administration had successfully wrapped it up? So was that rhetoric just to pave the way for the midterm elections? In any event, it wasn't true, was it? Now, these are not small mistruths. These aren't little white lies. These are major policy points that affect things like our economy, our military strength, and certainly our international image and the public trust in the office of the presidency. This is a pattern. It's been known for so many years that Joe Biden will embellish his stories to help himself be, what, more relatable, I guess? Like things like fighting with corn pop, finishing top of his class, playing college football, accepted to the Naval Academy, his son died in Iraq, on and on and on, and people have continued to excuse those little white lies, and they have put them off as just old Joe, just old school politics. No, they were lies. And now we have the man who's been lying for years without constraint or correction. A man who, by the way, has never, ever, ever led anything, any organization in his whole life. A man who has built a life on lying about a little, is now in charge of an administration that seems to perpetually lie about a lot. And there is no good excuse. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I guarantee you there's folks out there going, "Woo, Phil bringing it on thick today." Yes, yes I am. Just felt like it had to be said. I couldn't believe it when I watched this morning and saw that so far the White House has been silent in the face of Whole Foods saying no more Maine lobster because environmentalists have driven them to drop it from their rolls, but yet the Biden administration is going to serve 200 lobster from Maine at the state dinner. You look at all of it, and all those things I told you about, they happened just this week, in 1 week. Southern border? No. Afghanistan withdrawal good? No. Rail strike? Still on. More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. And wow, I'll tell you what, we got some content on today's show that I'm pretty excited about. This interview with Stephen Curtis Chapman is also probably one of my favorite moments so far in the time we've been doing the show. I love it when we get these special guests in. Of course, they make the flow, you know, go well. They also sort of bring a new flavor to it. But I'm going to tell you, if we do what we're supposed to do on this show, we're going to do what I like to call the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to walk the walk and talk as a conservative in today's world. And so I get the biggest kick out of some of that. Boomer, how much time did you have to spend? Now, granted, when we did the Ted Nugent interview, there was a little extra editing that had to take place.
Well, there was some bleeping in that one.
There weren't no bleeping on Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Oh, no. There was no bleeping in that. Just, you know, just fun old editing. Anybody in the post-production world, they understand.
Just making it fit. What you
just
had
making
to do.
It fit.
All you had to
That's
do is make that square peg fit in that round hole and you're good to go.
That's right.
All right. Well, good enough. And by the way, it's audio and video, y'all.
Yes.
If you want to watch it, you can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and the live stream is on the show right now. And come the 3 o'clock hour, boom, Boomer's going to have it up there. You can actually watch the interview with Stephen Curtis Chapman if you want to. And that's available every day. And then I guess that'll be posted to the podcast later tonight too, right?
Yep. It'll be the whole segment will be up there.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
all right,
that'd be awesome for everybody to hear.
Speaking of the podcast. I got people already texting me saying, how many push-ups you gonna do? I ain't scared. It looks like I'm doing some. So what do we come down to? Where are we at right now?
We're at 97,500.
Dude.
So close.
Dude. That was close. All right, so last night's show has now been downloaded. Mm-hmm. That means that I have officially not met my milestone of having 100,000 downloads by the end of the year. Rats.
Rats.
By a mere 2,500.
But it still will hit very soon.
Oh, it will. There's
it
no
will.
Doubt.
There's no doubt.
All right, Boomer. So if I recall correctly, you like chocolate glazed and normal donuts.
That's right.
I think
just
you said
normal donuts. Normal glazed donuts.
Just normal?
Yeah.
So if I go down there and say, I need a dozen normal donuts, they'll know exactly what I mean.
Or those, you know, what you can pop really easy are those donut holes.
Oh, are you being selective now?
I'm not being selective. I'm just saying if they're out of everything else, obviously I would go for donut holes too. Oh.
Paul from Athens says, I got to drop and do 25. And he also says apple fritters. Apple fritters are actually my favorite. So, but by the way, though, that's one of the things, though, dude. One of the things is you've got your piece.
I still got to hit it before the 10th.
So if we don't hit 100,000 by the 10th, you're doing push-ups on top of the ones I already did.
And I guess we'll bring donuts for
me to eat.
Yeah, for you to eat. And Alicia over here.
I prefer apple fritters.
Apple fritters.
You know what, though? I'm pretty sure you're going to do fine. I feel certain that you're going to. I hesitate to put a date on it now that I've already failed at my date settings. But I feel certain you're going to wind up making yours and
then some. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Because the audience will probably swarm to your aid.
They're going to help. They're going to help me, right?
That's
right, guys?
That's my thing.
And the Stephen Curtis podcast won't help me at all.
Not a bit. That's going to be a downloadable. I think Ted Nugent is still one of our most downloaded. I think General Boykins was very heavily downloaded. Yeah, and listen, by the way, I say all that, back to being serious here for a second. If you're a podcaster or if you hear one and you like it, you can send it to somebody. Like, you can go in there, click the link, and a lot of times these podcasts, like we use Podbean a lot. If you use Podbean, it has an opportunity on there for you to send a podcast to somebody. You can just click the little symbol for send. I'm not sure why they chose that little symbol. But anyway, you click on it, and it goes ka-dink by email or upload to Twitter or social media, wherever you want. Doesn't matter. All I'm saying is this. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and all that stuff's on there, all the podcasts. Boomer uploads them every single day. We break the show down into compartmentalized pieces. Short podcast. And then you also now are also uploading the full show in case somebody wants the full show, right?
Yep, the full show. So then you can hear it from beginning to end.
Ba-bam, ba-bam.
Yep.
The alpha to the omega. All right. And so the Stephen Curtis Chapman and other stuff will also be on there by tonight, I guess. Tonight, you think?
Tonight.
All right, tonight. So rightsideradio.org, got all our stuff. All our stuff. All y'all.
All of it.
Get on down there to rightsideradio.org. I like to tell folks, I used to say it all the time, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities, you can also live stream the show from there. Go to wherever you are in the world, go to the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is what I used to always say. How'd I get away from that? I used to say that every day. We got the new studio, and I guess I got too big from a britches, and I just forgot to say, no matter where you is, there we is.
Hey, you said it a few times.
Okay.
Just got away from it just for the past couple weeks.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, when we get back from this next break, folks, I'm going to jump right into some home cooking here, some home fries, I call it. I'm sure John from Huntsville is going to say, you're talking about food again. Yes, I am.
Home fries. I really like this dipper when we get into the, you know, what's happening around here.
That's what we're doing.
I like
it. It's all about stuff that's happening around the home front. So, yeah, the first half hour or so here, number one of the Triple Dipper, home fries. What's happening right here in Alabama? Things that are worth seeing and knowing and just kind of being amazed by. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.